It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Why?
Because it's Terror Tuesday. Yeah, I said it.
Why'd you say it, though?
Because in the studio with me are my 11 and 13-year-olds. I brought them to work because we have a very big day at the radio station.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, guys.
Hi. It's Terrific Tuesday.
Depends on who you're asking.
Thank you. I said, Hudson, prove it. Prove it and make it Terrific Tuesday instead of Terror Tuesday. We'll see.
Speak yourself. Why?
We'll be the judge of that.
One bad thing we've done to you today.
One bad thing?
Yeah.
Well, you had your phone connected to my Bluetooth in the car and irritated me. We're trying to play Blackpink on the way to work when I was trying to listen to Kiss.
Be quiet.
All right, mic's off. He told his mom to shut up. You can go sit in the corner for a second. Nope. All right. So anyway, DZ, here we are. Little victories. My little victory is we were able to go to Dunkin' Donuts and still be late. And here we are. So we're chilling. Are you?
I'm vibing. You know what I'm saying? It's a healthy morning. Yeah. Honestly, my little victory is that I think last night was the longest night of sleep that I've had this entire time since having surgery.
Really?
I slept for like 5 hours straight.
That's phenomenal.
Fantastic. I'll chef's kiss that any day.
I'll take it. I'm happy for you.
Because it ain't been 5 hours on the regular.
I feel bad. Owen's over there behaving, being so sweet. My 13-year-old. Hi, honey.
He's waiting for his turn. Good morning, Poppy.
Good morning. You know the drill. Say good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How you feeling? You awake? Yeah. You still tired?
Yeah. Talking to the mic, sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Owen. We're going to play a song. We'll let you wake up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, it's so rough to get up at 5 a.m. when you're 13, man.
Tough life, man.
Tough life.
It's a lot to do when you're that young.
Your mom's on the radio. How are you going to make it in, man?
Oh.
Hold on. The question of the day is next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, DZ. So we always try to wake everybody up. And ironically, it's about caffeine today. Ironically, DZ wanted to discuss our go-to coffees, and I'm in for multiple reasons.
I forgot about this.
I pulled up to Starbucks on what day? Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just get a black coffee and I get a black iced tea.
I'm not mad at that.
And Ebony was with me and she got some frilly whipped cream concoction that my kids like to get at Starbucks. I don't even know what it was, dude. Something crazy.
The sweet drinks.
It's something I don't even call coffee, by the way.
I don't call it coffee either.
Yes, Hudson, my 11-year-old.
What do you mean? I got a pink drink, not some random fruity concoction.
I said Ebony, not Hudson. I went to Starbucks without you.
Hudson.
No.
Sorry to break your heart. But it's Hudson-esque because it's fruity and flavorful and it's not really a coffee.
Yeah, yeah. And you get the pink drink, Hudson, which is an argument because of the caffeine in it.
I think it counts. I would say that it counts.
Is it basically anything you can get at a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Because that's like a lemonade.
What's your coffee? What's your drink? What's your breakfast, you know, fluid of choice, if you will?
Well, I want to know yours, but I do want to tell you a quick story.
What up?
One day, I came home and Owen got home from school. He got off the bus. He was in 7th grade.
Okay, last year.
And he comes home and he's got a coffee, one of those transportable coffee mugs in his backpack. And I go, you're in 7th grade. He goes, I took coffee on the bus. This kid made coffee and took it on the bus.
I was tired, to be fair.
I've never seen a 7th grader. The way these kids drink coffee, it's wild.
I did.
I'm Colombian.
You're Colombian.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't count. No cuenta.
Yes, Owen. What, honey?
I would have never done that on any other day, but that day I was just really tired.
Well, he did it more than once, and I thought it was hysterical.
Wait, no, I didn't.
Yeah, okay, fine, because I had to clean the coffee mug. So anyway, we can argue about that
another
day.
That's a different topic.
What's your go-to coffee? And you guys can text or call at 414-533-1037. DZ?
So, you know, like I said, I'm Colombian, so I drink coffee really in a lot of different ways. If I'm going to the Starbucks and I'm going, oh my gosh, let's get the crazy drinks. I'm a caramel macchiato type. Give me extra drizzle, whether it's ice,
you get
hot,
the whipped cream?
Whatever. 50-50.
Too much.
Sometimes the whipped cream's a little too much.
I'm
not a cream guy. Ugh. Pause.
That makes one of us.
I'm a cream city guy. You know, big ups to Jersey.
Shout out to the brick.
But really though, I like plain. I like milk. And ironically enough, today, my wife made her own coffee.
Aww.
And she said, it sucks. You can have it. I tasted it. Perfect.
Oh, wait, wait. wait, she said it sucks and you said I love it?
Yep.
What's wrong with it?
It's got too much milk and three sugars. It's too sweet for her and too much. So she ain't about that life. She likes more of like a dark, you know, more of a
dark roast?
Not a dark roast.
Just
but
not
she
all
likes,
the milk and
not
garbage
all,
in
not
it.
All the milk and sugar in it. She likes
I'm
the flavor
a black
of coffee.
Coffee. Yeah, I'm a black coffee girl. I mean, she I get hazelnut. She's not there yet.
Coffee and cream.
Wait, give it a few more years with the littles. She'll be a black coffee. You know what I mean.
Yeah,
all right, Daryl and Racine said on the text line, I don't like the taste of coffee, so I go straight to the Red Bull. Okay.
Okay, that's your morning drink.
Fair
huh?
enough. Yes, Owen, my 13-year-old.
May I input on this?
Of course, honey.
So I actually hate coffee. I know a while back on the show we had that entire thing about if I should have coffee, but I despise it so much.
Well, then why did you take it on the bus?
Yeah.
Well, because it's supposed
you were
to
desperate.
It was supposed to wake me up, and it didn't.
Oh, wow. Well.
So. Just made you feel regular, didn't it?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what that was. Wonder why the caffeine made him feel normal.
There's studies done about that, my
it's
boy.
It's called ADHD, but DZ and I know exactly what's going on. Never mind. We've talked about people self... Ellen, we're not making fun of you, because I know... So some people self-medicate with coffee for ADHD, because it helps.
Poppy,
like, it's a whole thing.
What I'm saying is coffee doesn't give me energy either. Cheers.
It helps them focus. It makes them normal. Does that make sense, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, Hudson. Hudson still raises his hand. Like,
I love it.
He's going into sixth grade. It's a habit.
How
you
else
know?
Am I supposed to say I have a question?
True.
Good. Your teachers did well. What?
Everyone's miserable at school.
Thank you, Hudson. Okay,
if
so
like
414-533-1037. You want to go to the phones?
Either way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're gonna talk to everybody on the other side. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so it's a little chaotic in here, but we've got my kids, Owen and Hudson. They wanted to come for Terror Tuesday because they said we didn't get an August appearance yet.
Well, fine.
So I'm their agent.
Happy Tuesday.
Let me tell you how
what,
she
Owen?
Said it.
What did I say?
This is what this is her words, not mine.
Talking
well,
to the mic.
Well, it's just too chaotic at the studio right now. So in 1 month, you guys can come. It's been 1 month.
That's
still haven't come.
And then I kept lying and going, no, it's still too chaotic in the studio. You can't come
yet. You were lying?
No, I'm not. I'm making jokes, but I was not lying. I was telling the truth. DZ, you guys know is recovering, okay?
Yeah.
You know things are chaotic. He can't drive. We have a lot going on. And I didn't want anybody stressed out, more so myself than DZ, if you want me to be honest.
Listen, I'm taking up two chairs right now, okay?
And that's fine. And you can take as many as you want, okay?
That's the issue. I'm taking up two chairs.
So thank you for coming, Owen and Hudson, but we're talking about your go-to coffee, which has now turned into your go-to morning drink, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just start with Kelly in Sussex, because she's been waiting the longest, but we got a lot of people who want to chime in this morning. Hudson, you know Kelly in Sussex. She loves to sleep in your room when you're at your dad's house and we go out for ladies' night.
And we saw her just this weekend.
You did see Kelly this weekend. She came to Pizza Ranch with us.
Aw.
Yeah, I hit her up. I said, we're going to Pizza Ranch. Want to go? She goes, sure, because it's
not?
In Sussex.
I'll just say it. Hi, Kelly.
Morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
Go-to coffee. What is it?
It is a Starbucks brown sugar shaken espresso.
I've never heard
Wait,
of it.
Say that again.
Brown
I got to process what you said.
A brown sugar shaken
brown
espresso.
Brown sugar shaken espresso. So it's just iced espresso with milk and a little brown sugar flavoring.
Ooh, flavoring, not actual brown sugar?
Dude, brown sugar is so good. I'm not going to lie.
I love me some brown sugar, don't
but none of that whipped cream or anything like that on it.
I hear you.
Yeah, the whipped cream is too much.
Sometimes,
it's like such a. It's like you're five again. It's too much, man.
Sometimes it hits that tum tum a little heavy. You feel me,
Hudson? What are you holding up? A picture of
picture
Starbucks.
It's a picture of the drink.
Of what drink?
The
one she likes.
Yep, the brown sugar. Yeah.
I was like,
the
what
brown
drink?
Sugar espresso.
I mean, they all look the same at Starbucks. Can I be honest? Can I just be completely honest? But anyway,
I don't think anybody disagrees.
Well, hey Kelly, we love you. Thank you for sharing this.
Have a nice day. Have a good day.
You too, much love. Bye.
All right, let's go to Allison and Racine next. Why not? We're talking your go-to coffees this morning. Mm-hmm. She got such a great name. What do you think?
Great name, great song.
Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
It's
okay.
My go-to drink, I used to be a very big coffee addict, but now we are tea, so I love my chai.
Wait, you and DZ are like two peas in a pod, no pun intended, because he's a tea guy as well.
I do drink a lot of tea nowadays.
What, Hudson?
I love tea. Hot tea, cold tea, any tea. It's all phenomenal.
Said chai tea.
Yeah, she said chai tea.
Chai means tea.
Well, it's tea tea.
Oh.
It's like tea tea.
What?
But I will say this, every now and again, I like it a little dirty. Do we know what dirty chai is?
Oh, snap.
I don't know.
We got kids in the room.
Educate me. What does it mean?
It is actually where you get a shot of espresso in your chai tea.
Oh, because, yeah, who doesn't need more? I mean, nothing says relaxing like a shot of espresso in your tea.
I'm not an
espresso.
Every now and again, I like to get dirty. It's not a regular thing.
I'm not a fan of the chais and the espresso. I'm not gonna lie to you. Listen, it's okay for those that like it, but even the even the English teas with all the extra, like the black tea.
Those are.
I gotta add milk. I gotta basically turn it into a coffee for myself. Mm-hmm. I can't just drink it straight up.
Goodness. Allison, I have to tell you what's happening behind the scenes. Hudson is Googling every drink you guys are saying and showing it to us like a true producer.
I'm saying
that's
he's
what
being
a producer would be doing. They'd be like, "Here it is, guys," and Owen's like, "Stop!" And I'm like, "No, stop.
Please,
we need." Please stop. It's annoying.
You don't work here.
Thank you. We're getting paid.
This is fantastic. Keep going. Owen, you keep being you.
Did you just say fantastic?
Yes.
He wants to talk about Fantastic Four now.
No, I don't.
Not right now.
Going to ask for pay for being an assistant. I'm just saying.
Pay? Allison, do you want to see my Target bill? Pay? Do you want to see the bill from Amazon?
Do you want to see her bill at Ulta?
Whoa. We were talking about morning drinks. Now you want to talk about mamas.
That's right, DZ.
We were talking about morning drinks. Don't
Thank
go there.
You. Goodbye. That's goodbye, later Hudson, in the show. And goodbye, Allison.
Appreciate
Have a great
you,
day.
Allison.
Have a great morning. I love you all.
We love you back. Bye.
All right. Emily from Milwaukee texted in a large black coffee with two squirts of vanilla syrup. Okay.
I always forget that vanilla is not just like an ice cream flavor. It's an actual thing that you can season with.
Well, you know,
the extract.
And you like to bake, Owen, and you need to do more baking from scratch because you would use vanilla in a lot of recipes.
No, I would make an unhealthy concoction of garlic bread and pizza.
Well, okay, fine. Okay, let's go to, should we hit up Mike and Racine, our volleyball player?
Mike?
I thought of him last night because I was playing volleyball and it got really intense and I thought, what would Mike and Racine do? He's a professional volleyball player.
Mike?
I was. I told him off the air. I said I was thinking about you at volleyball last night. What would Mike do?
Wait. Different segment.
Would he spike?
Would he bump? What'd he say?
What would he do?
No,
hi, Mike.
What
good
up,
morning.
Mike? BB Mike?
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your go-to coffee order, Mike? Or morning?
So every morning I just do the black coffee with some French vanilla creamer, but if I'm going to Starbucks or something, I'll get a white chocolate mocha.
Ooh. You had me a white chocolate. I love
white chocolate. White chocolate anything.
Yes,
I forget about the white chocolate mochas. I forget the white chocolate, period.
I do too, and white chocolate is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got the pumpkin spice everywhere you go. Now it's out finally. They're not even messing around because it's August. They're like, here's the pumpkin spice in the store. I saw it in the coffee aisle yesterday.
I've been smelling it. I'm No.
Thank you.
Yeah, depending on the weather, you can go iced or hot, both flap. So
this guy, you got all the tips and tricks.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Mike. We love you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Love Have
anytime.
A good day.
Peace, brother. You too.
Somebody texted in and said cold brew with sugar-free vanilla and sugar-free caramel from 1848 Coffee in New Berlin. Support small biz. I've been to 1848. Cute spot. So.
I rock. Definitely local is nice. It's just local isn't always the most accessible, and that sucks.
Well, it's funny you're talking about local, because guess who our last caller is this morning?
Who?
Shelly on the east side, who loves to bartend at Walski's.
Oh, snap.
She's our Walski's bartender.
Have alcohol
Speaking about local.
Yeah, she can drink alcohol. She works at a bar, Hudson. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
Does yours have alcohol in it?
Maybe it's a little Bailey's.
Does yours have alcohol in it? Hudson wants to know.
Just curious.
She said, I plead the fifth. Next question.
Well, never mind, Shelly. What?
Some days I would like some little Bailey's in my coffee, but no.
She's a nurse by day.
Yeah.
So she can't really put alcohol in it. I mean,
jokes, kids.
Jokes.
All right, what's your drink?
salted caramel cold brew.
Ooh, a salted. Salted's good. Sometimes.
Nobody said the caramel cold brew yet. So mm-hmm. that's a hot item. Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I do have a trick to it as well.
What?
What's your trick?
So I get a little, like, 3/4 of the way through, and then I put it in the freezer at work, and it becomes a slushy.
Oh.
That's different.
That's very different than anything I've ever heard in my life.
How long do you leave it in? Because that's a pro move.
Sometimes I forget, and it's completely frozen. But,
what?
It's about, like, 45 minutes.
You know what? Marie and Muskego texted in, no coffee ever. Marie, sick. What's wrong with you?
I guess some people just like to live life crazy.
Well, that's crazy.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today we have a pet problem. Look out, so the second you mentioned pets, it's over, dude.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, so what's the problem? DZ's going to give them some advice. You can call or text at 414-533-1037. And if you hear boys in the background, that's just my kids, Owen and Hudson, for Terror Tuesday, a.k.a. Terrific Tuesday if they're nice the whole day.
Yeah. Topic Tuesday. We're going to find out.
Yeah. Anyway.
And y'all could also even give some advice.
Well, and DZ, we lost Bella after 14 years, but they have three pets at their dad's house.
So y'all are pet owners or co-owners.
Very wise.
Two dogs and a cat they have at their dad's.
Y'all are experienced. Oh.
No, no. How many pictures I have Chloe on my phone?
We know you love your cat, Chloe. So anyway, okay, so.
Hear it out.
Yeah.
It says, Allie and DZ, I have a classic pet dilemma that many animal lovers may have faced. Integrating a new energetic puppy into a household with established feline residents. I got two beloved cats, siblings.
It's like Love Island.
They've been with me for 12 wonderful years. They've always been the undisputed rulers of the roost. What's that mean? Okay.
They
rule the home?
It's the translation from English to Spanish. It's like slang for means they're in charge. They're the head of the roost. Yes, they're ruling the roost.
A roost means a nest.
Yeah, they're ruling the roost. They're in charge.
Oh, so they're the head of the house,
yes,
basically.
Owen, I feel like we're saying the same thing.
Not really, no.
Okay, it means you're running everything. You're the head of the show. You're
got
running
you.
The show.
Basically saying it's been a constant in my home for the last 12 years. However, 2 weeks ago, I introduced a new member to our home, a lively 6-month-old puppy, and to say the least, the transition has been hard. This is my first time owning a dog, and I'm quickly learning that the dynamics of multi-species households are far more complex than I anticipated. My cats are frankly not thrilled with the new addition. Their initial reaction have been a mix of hissing, tentative pawing, general tendency to flee, hide under whenever the puppy approaches. It's heartbreaking to see, especially when the puppy, in her boundless youthful energy, seems to just want to play and make friends. She doesn't understand their fear, any aversion, and her playful barks, our clumsy attempts at engaging, are only intensifying their distress. I'm desperate for advice on how to bridge this divide.
They're trying to mix the two. They're trying to mix the pets, right? The cats and the dogs.
She wants the puppy to be friends with the cats, and really, she just wants the cats to accept the puppy into the home.
Well, and head of the roost, I knew I was right, but it's the leader. It's just slang for like leader. It's an idiom for someone who's in charge. Okay.
So the two cats are the running the show.
They're running the show. They're the dominant. Yeah.
My guess is they're from the same litter. If they're siblings, right? Obviously,
yeah,
duh. They're siblings because you got them at the same time. They have to be siblings.
Wait, you have a cat and dogs. Do they get along?
And ironically enough, our cat was my first pet. Me and my wife's first pet together.
Yeah.
My wife wasn't a dog person, wasn't a cat person.
A three-legged cat, by the way.
Who wasn't always three-legged.
Nope, which happened on this show, by the way, the whole transition.
The saga.
When your cat lost a leg. But anyway, that you have to go back 2 years for that one.
It was when my wife was pregnant with our second born. Oh, yeah, right. It was insane with Danny.
So it's
been almost 2 years.
Well, I guess screw it. Tell it quickly again.
The cat has always been really protective of Erin when she's pregnant, and she was running around between her legs. My wife was sliding the bench in our kitchen. You boys have seen it. The bench that I was sitting on after surgery.
Yep.
It toppled top heavy over. Erin moved her foot out the way. Granted, the cat couldn't move her paw out the way. It shattered it. I mean, shattered it.
Shattered her paw.
Completely.
So they had to get it amputated.
Yeah. We tried to save it and fix it for over a month, and it was no avail.
So that was 2 years ago on the show, and DZ told the whole story about when they had to. Now, granted is a three-legged cat.
She is.
Thank you for asking asking the story, Hudson, because I'm sure there's people that wanted to know as well. Yes, mm-hmm. Owen. Never yes. Heard that. So, yeah, that's the story.
Actually, now you know.
I'm really into cats and dogs.
Okay.
Together.
Okay.
And
he loves pets and
it
animals.
It kind of just depends on the type of dog. Because
that's fair.
You have to know if it's so golden retrievers they don't mix, but something more like say a corgi that would mix well with a cat. Yeah. And if you want a golden like a bigger dog, to mix with a cat, like a Great Dane, you should.
Wait, Owen, what are your dogs at Dad's house and your cat? What are, so you have two dogs.
So Gracie is like
a black lab mix, right?
Yeah, and I don't know what Peyton is.
Peyton's another. They're both kind of mutts. You know, they were mixes, adopted. Yeah, I think.
For sure. But are they medium or large?
Medium. They're both medium.
Medium. The medium
they're
mutts. Medium.
And then they have a cat. Yes, Hudson.
They got a lab hound, something in there.
I don't know if we're very experienced on this because of our, anytime our dogs even see our cats, they chase at us.
Well, okay, so this is why I brought it up.
Upstairs and in the basement.
So they don't get along.
No,
they do.
Okay,
not
so
get along.
So you guys would have advice on this then. So,
our pets get along.
Yeah.
Upstairs in the and in the basement.
Do they
you
hide?
Keep them separate.
They separate.
Yes.
What happens if they end up in the same room, your dogs and cat at dad's?
Gracie, sometimes she'll be chill. Not really.
Gracie's
though.
The dog, the black lab.
No. Gracie's the black lab, but if she's on some kind of anesthesia, she won't even try.
Well, that escalated. But,
ain't nobody tried nothing on anesthesia.
I think she went to the vet for something, and so
she did. But Peyton, no matter rain or shine, she will chase that cat across the house
it's
and yell.
Site. It's on site.
Like on site, B.
It's on site. I hear it.
Wait, we've never gonna go woof.
we've never. Chasing you ain't hear cat. Hudson in the back. We've never had this problem. Our cat was always lucky. The dominant one, and then we got a dog that was equally as small as the cat. So Hampton, our first dog together, ended up just being more cat-like. Mm-hmm. And by the time we got bigger dogs, the hierarchy was established. So then Dino came in the house, and
Dino's
was like,
the biggest, and Dino's the baby of all of them.
Yeah,
oh,
and then,
come on.
And then Benny Boy, the pit that we had for
Benny
a while.
Died.
Yeah, the dog that we lost. Mm-hmm. We knew that we was gonna lose because we adopted him with an enlarged heart. It was all borrowed time, but he was even a baby to the cat because he was just so playful and so energetic that we never had this issue. It always worked out.
Well, Laurel from North Prairie texted in and said, Fellaway might help the cats feel more comfortable. What is that? Fellaway?
I think we've had somebody tell us about...
Let me look it up.
It's drugs.
Oh, it's a cat. It is drugs. Thank you. It's
a cat
calming.
Sedative?
Huh. Interesting.
No, it's
you got 12-year-old cats.
Drugs. Wait, I need to hear DZ's advice. Did you give your advice yet, or should we... You know what? Let's
do
it on the other
this.
Side.
Yeah.
414-533-1037. So, what should they do? They're trying to mix the dog and the cat and...
6-month-old puppy. 12-year-old cats. Mm. Siblings at that. They're just trying to run the household together, y'all. Mm-hmm. They need some help.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so it's What Would DZ Do, and we're talking about how to combine dogs and a cat, or cats and a dog.
Two 12-year-old cats and a 6-month-old puppy.
I'm so glad. It's a full studio. My children are in here, and they were talking about their experience having, you know, two dogs and a cat at their dad's.
Yep.
DZ, you have multiple pets.
We've had a lot of pets at this point. Yep.
And guess who's on the phone right now?
Oh, take a guess.
Somebody who's related to our coworker.
Randomly.
And I brought him in. Tommy from our sports station, 105.7 The Fan. Hi, Tommy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How morning, Papa.
I know you're on the sports station, but your niece listens to us.
She's got the greatest name in the world.
Yeah, I was actually coming in to say thank you guys for helping me out with that, because I don't think I did that, but it looks like I timed this pretty perfectly.
You definitely timed this pretty perfectly, because guess who's on the phone?
Elsie!
So serious.
Say hi to Uncle Tommy.
Hi.
For real.
I have to just trust. I can't hear.
Well, you don't have headphones.
He has no headphones, so he can't hear you. She said hi. All right,
little
Elsie,
Theo Tommy action right there.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to us instead of your uncle.
You're the bestest.
Is she the jerk for listening to us instead of her uncle?
No. No questions. Next question.
All right, Elsie, good morning. So you are Tommy's niece. He told us all about you. We've never met you in person, but what's your advice today?
Well, I have one dog and two cats.
Okay.
So cute.
Perfect.
Actually, they just keep distance from each other. If they do get close, I mean, the cats will start hissing, but they just keep distance.
They naturally stay away by themselves. Did you guys have to teach them or like train them with treats or anything to stay away?
No, they just don't like each other.
Know that they got beef in these streets.
You know what? Humans do that too, so it's okay.
Pets are smarter than people, so this might just resolve
Human
itself
nature,
in time.
Human nature, animal nature, whatever you want to call it. So,
Elsie,
all right. Thanks for calling, Elsie, and thanks for listening to us, okay?
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Yep. Bye. Have a great day, y'all.
Tommy came in one day and he's like, "You guys, my niece Elsie listens." We're like, "Cool, man.
Great name,
nice.
Man."
And that was what you named your daughter who passed, EZ. So, yes, Hudson, with your arm raised.
I'm just saying, like, all of this could be avoided if you just did, like, the thing where you, like, slowly introduce them to each other.
How do you know? That doesn't necessarily always work.
We had cats that we fostered a cat for a friend of ours for a while.
You did.
And it did not work out with our cats. Our two cats were out, well, our cat and then our friend's cat. Alpha cat situation. So it was on site and bad on site where they were drawing blood from each other, getting each other all messed up.
What's your advice?
That in that situation, we had to give the cat away. We don't want to get there.
Yeah.
So obviously you want to keep these pets and you adopted it. We were just helping a friend out and holding on to the cat for them. We never had any plans of keeping them.
Okay.
When it became more permanent, we knew it wasn't about to be permanently at our house.
Right.
You feel me? So that, unfortunately, if it gets worse and if they're attacking, because it doesn't sound like they're attacking, it's a puppy. This really, like Elsie was saying,
it's fixable.
Might resolve itself on his own. What I was leaning towards was doing some treat training.
Smart.
You start conditioning them to be real, especially for the cats, because the puppy's easy. The puppy's going to go along with whatever you do. They're moldable and malleable. You got to focus on the cats. Whatever they favor, if they're into tuna, get them a whole can of tuna when this puppy's around.
Somebody texted in, cat door latches helps keep the dog out of certain rooms and gives the cats their own space. Well,
privacy, right, that's true.
We got one more person on the phone. She said she grew up with a ton of pets.
So she knows.
So we're learning something about her today. Amanda in Racine. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hold on a second.
You know what? We're on summer vacation.
We're
on summer vacation. We're not back in the full school year yet. It'll slide.
We're sure something happened or you were just distracted. It's okay. Let's not focus on it.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to give you one pass for August, Amanda.
There it is. Morning.
Sounds good.
That's your summer vacation. I didn't know you grew up with a ton of pets. How many?
Yeah. We had like a mini farm, actually.
Oh,
so at least like 20, 30 pets.
You had that legal?
You mini farm. You had a regular farm. You had a mini zoo.
She said it's not actually. I said, is that legal? She goes, it's not actually. You can't have that many pets. You probably have to have a permit. Like, it is the zoo, dude. Oh. Correct, Amanda?
I mean, I would think so, but.
She said, I don't know for sure.
My mom did some crazy things, but.
Fair. Touche.
But yeah, we had 7 dogs and 3 cats.
Lord.
So what we did was we had the. I used to have nightmares about how many pets we had.
Yeah,
I bet.
So the dogs would be downstairs, the cats would be upstairs. And then if the cats would not behave or they're just really annoying, they went to the garage.
Separation. Full separation.
I looked it up. The number of dogs you can legally own varies depending on your location, your city, county, or state, and their regulations. But yes, there isn't a universal limit, but many places have restrictions.
Probably depends on how big your house is, too.
So moving on. Anyway.
Space. Word. Wow. So you just have to keep them separate. If it really doesn't work
That's
out.
That's a pain. What's the point then?
I'd try the treat training, and if not, you might have to keep them completely separate in separate rooms or separate in period and get rid of the dog.
I mean,
might not be a dog person.
Honestly, I just like having one dog and having the neighborhood cat I call Hostess Cupcake.
No.
I'm good with that.
No,
that's enough for me.
No, keep the neighborhood cat. No, we got a problem. Bye, Amanda.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh my God.
I looked up Wisconsin.
Bye.
Goodbye,
you,
Amanda. Goodbye. I looked up Wisconsin. The number of dogs you can own generally depends on the specific city. While some areas may have no limit, others restrict the number of dogs allowed per household, often with a maximum of 2 or 3. Mm. So nobody really enforces it. Let's be real.
Nobody.
Unless there's like 500, like when you see them go and break into these houses that have 30 pets like Amanda's mom.
Which has happened. It has
happens
happened.
Happens all the time with orders.
All the time.
Ick.
Ew.
Okay. Well, we don't. That's our advice.
Yeah.
I don't know if we helped.
I don't think we helped.
Who cares?
Today.
Whatever. It's goodbye. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. Very busy show. Hudson, shocking. My 11-year-old just made his. He barreled through. He's just like his mom on the microphone. He said, "Good morning."
What up?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Do you even know what that means?
Good morning.
Good. Yeah. Thank God.
Buenos dias.
Thank God.
Lucky guess.
Lucky guess. You knew what it meant. So DZ, Owen, and Hudson wanted to come in today for Terror Tuesday, a.k.a. Terrific Tuesday.
A.k.a. Topic Tuesday, a.k.a. maybe just tacos. Who knows?
Absolutely. And then after Am I the Jerk, which is coming up next, we've got tickets to tacos and tequila at Franklin Field.
Speaking of,
So Hudson had something very important he wanted to talk about before we get into Am I the Jerk. He's going to be 12 in less than a month.
That's crazy.
Yep. Hi, Hudson.
All right. So very recently, what happened was...
Just tell me. You know, you have to read. Tell us the story.
A 31-year-old baby was born.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what happened is like the egg was frozen in 1994.
Yep.
And a couple in Ohio recently gave birth to it.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, how do the laws work to this thing? Are we going to give it like a bottle, like a bottle with beer in it? Be like...
The baby's not 31, Hudson.
Technically.
The baby's zero.
The embryo might be 31.
Thank you, DZ.
The frozen embryo is Hudson, 31 years old.
People freeze eggs all the time now.
Correct.
This isn't even that weird. But I do appreciate your humor that the baby... Because I woke up, and I swear to you, DZ, he looked me in the eyes. He goes, Mom, did you hear about the 31-year-old baby? I go, Hudson, I don't have time for this right now.
What are you talking about?
And then he told me the whole story. Yes,
yeah.
Hudson.
Yeah, but just like imagine this kid in like school when he's like, I'm the 31-year-old baby.
Technically, the kid's going to be older than his teachers.
School,
you're right.
He'd be 40 probably by that point when he's 7 or 8.
He's going to be 50 in ninth grade. How's that work?
I'm 50.
51, technically.
51. Well, thank you for sharing the story, Hudson. But unfortunately, no matter how long it's been frozen, the baby is still the same age as whatever it is.
Baby's still a baby.
It's not 31.
Yeah.
But impressive story. And impressive what technology can do.
Really, though.
I mean, the people that struggle with fertility and can't have kids and all. And so, you know, we're appreciative for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready to do Am I the Jerk?
I don't think I'm ready for today.
Yeah, because it involves something I did to my children.
And, you know, it's a little awkward.
Awkward.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. I'm going to the past.
To the past?
I don't like to live in... Yes, I like to live in the past. Who are we kidding?
I don't like to... No, I'm lying.
Never mind. I like to live in the past. We have a family meeting on Am I the Jerk.
Okay.
Owen and Hudson are in the studio. My 11 and 13-year-old. Good morning, boys. Morning. It's almost time for 8th and 6th and 8th grade. They're going to be starting next month.
That's so good.
But Hudson is still mad at me about something.
Hud is?
To this day.
He said, I am?
To this day.
Okay.
He's still mad that I told him on April Fool's Day that I was pregnant.
They're still salty about that?
Hudson is. Owen and I don't talk about it because Owen just won't talk to me about it.
Owen just chose to, forgive and forget. Look, or maybe just forget.
I don't think Owen... No. He didn't believe it.
I never forget.
That's what I felt.
Never forget.
Owen didn't believe it, and Owen left the room. But on April Fool's Day, I came home, and I told them I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That was impossible, but literally.
I literally said it.
He did. I go, screw you. How do you know it's impossible?
But we crafted it on there.
Hot flashes caused you not to have them anymore.
Chill out. Hey, chill out.
Now you went too far.
I bet your mom that she wouldn't do it. So she was like, watch me.
Yeah. No, DZ did. And I said, I'll tell the boys that I'm pregnant. And I did film it, but they were so traumatized, I couldn't even put it on the internet.
Not for public consumption.
So now that time has passed, how many months has it been since April Fool's? Enough now that I feel like we could actually talk about it without being completely traumatized. Obviously, I'm not pregnant, okay?
Right.
That's pretty obvious. And don't make a joke about
that. Obviously.
Not obviously.
Because it would have been evident by now.
Thank you. But they were very upset. Like, Hudson, you got visibly upset when I did it.
Yes.
You thought it was, he thought it was too far. Like, genuinely, like, I want you to be honest right now for Am I the Jerk. You said it was not cool.
Yes, you are.
Because?
Because you went too far.
Okay.
And I asked you, who's the dad? And you're like, I don't know.
I didn't know what to say when he asked who
so
the dad
old,
was.
You can't even remember the dad.
Oh, Lord. Too logical of a question.
The jokes.
Too many questions too fast. Your mom was like, oh, I thought y'all was going to react differently.
Shoot. What do I say?
Y'all are asking logical questions.
Well, and then after I told him I was pregnant, Owen went, okay, Mom, and left the room and got annoyed.
Yep.
Then Hudson stayed and got upset and was like, hold on, who's the dad?
He continued to talk.
He continued to talk.
He said, young lady, sit down.
And he did. He's my dad. I'm like, your you're 11. So then, Hudson, I said, well, what's the problem if I was pregnant? And you said...
Well,
do you remember?
What did I say?
You said, I like our little family.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww, isn't that the cutest thing ever? Wait. You guys, he said, we don't want to... He said, we don't need a fourth.
But you wouldn't want a sibling?
No.
He's got Owen, and he's got a stepbrother. He's over...
You're good.
I mean...
He doesn't even want to have kids. That's a topic for another day.
As a kid, who wants kids?
Nobody.
You know, rarely do you... You know, I want
so
kids.
Annoying. Why would I want a mini-me of myself? I'm already so annoying.
No, you are not. Okay.
And my generation in the future when I can actually like have kids, it's going to be so brain rotted.
Well, that's on you to stop it.
Yeah,
okay?
Pretty much. Okay, so...
Let's be honest, it's not stopping.
Am I the jerk for telling my kids I was pregnant on April Fool's Day? Single mom, no boyfriend.
I know of.
I'm laying it all out for you. Owen, would you like to chime in on this, babe, my almost eighth right. grader,
so,
into the mic?
DZ, I know we can get back on my mom. So
what's up?
Basically,
yeah?
I have an April Fool's plan. First,
I'm here. Does he know that?
I was going to say, right, like, should this be something you got to text
me
about?
You're not in this. So,
I'm in here, but
you said it's to get back at your mom. She can
DZ,
hear you.
DZ, this is a really funny prank we can play on the police, which get my mom
Oh,
at.
Nope, so, I'm on.
You lost me at police.
Nope.
You lost me at police.
Turn your mic off.
Bing, bing.
Mic off.
Goodbye. No,
I'm not hearing you out.
We can't hear you out because we heard police.
Nope. I'm out.
All right, 414-533-1037. I'll take it. If I went too far, I mean, because we're joking, but I'm serious. Like, I'm joking, but I'm not. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If I went too far, let's talk about it, because I'm not saying I go too far all the time, but I don't know if I've ever gone too far with them like that.
You know,
I don't know if it was too much for them. They're only 11 and 13.
I am. You are
the jerk.
You know
what I mean?
You're only 46.
Forget you.
No, I think you are the jerk. And it really stems from my own children, because not that long ago, young Sammy, our oldest, our four-year-old, my wife and I, Aaron's, he came up to us and said that he had a dream, and this was unprompted. He came up to us and said he had a dream that you had a daughter, a little girl, but that she wasn't a baby. And that, to me, left an impression, and I forgot to tell you about it because
Oh my gosh.
Allie's only got boys.
Wait.
So where's
new
this
dog,
girl
new
come
dog,
from?
New dog.
No, he said it was a girl. He said it was a daughter.
Wait, so I'm so sad.
Sammy said that he had a dream that you had a daughter, so I'm going to say jerk because you joked about the possibility about having another baby, and we don't know the extent of the future.
You think I'm going to have another kid?
No. I don't think so. Sammy thinks so.
Is Sammy the Messiah?
Well, maybe, and maybe it's a stepkid.
Correct.
It could be a stepkid.
And that's why, because
I might have a stepdaughter in my future.
Because I asked.
And did you think that?
I specifically asked.
Yeah.
Did Titi Allie had a baby in her belly?
And what did he say?
He said, nope. She was older. She was a niña.
Sammy
not
knows.
A baby.
Sammy
so,
knows.
So he said, not a baby.
Now I got to find a guy with a daughter. Hold on.
But it was a girl.
Men.
I can do what I want, okay?
No, actually stay away, please.
I'm claiming jerk because you're joking about something that could actually happen.
Sammy said I had a... Oh,
Sammy said you had a daughter, but she did not come from your tummy. Not from mama belly. That's what he said.
Interesting.
Said she was a girl. She was older. She
was
a niña.
This is weird.
Not a baby.
Yes, Owen.
I claim jerk just because of how bad your April Fool's was.
Well, fine. Yeah. Okay, so am I the jerk for telling Owen and Hudson I was pregnant? Oh, the phones are already going crazy. All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call and give us your opinion next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I... The jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so here we are on Am I the Jerk, and maybe I shouldn't have stepped into this one because...
You did it to yourself, dog.
Gosh, they're reaming me off the air. I'm not in the mood. Now everyone's reaming me.
The crowd is screaming, boo!
That's just you!
Thank you, DZ. Thank you. But yes, Owen and Hudson are in here, and I'm asking Am I the Jerk for telling them on April Fool's Day that I was pregnant. Owen abruptly left the room and rolled his eyes and didn't believe it, and Hudson genuinely got upset and said that was not cool and I went too far. Because it upset him that he was not prepared for that news, especially when I didn't even have a boyfriend.
And they're saying they don't want no more siblings. We good.
Well, that's not their choice, but nice try, guys. Nice try. All right, let's start with Jennifer and Brown Deer. How's that this morning? Hi, Jennifer.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'm on their side here, but hear me out.
But
I don't think you're the jerk for doing the prank. I think the prank's hilarious. You are the jerk for saying, I don't know when they ask who the dad is, because that is traumatizing for sons to hear their mom say.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. I do hear that. I do hear
what she's saying. Is it traumatizing for a mom to go, I don't know who the father is?
I didn't think about it like that.
I never thought about it.
I hear where she's coming from.
The image they would instantly have at that moment is, well, wait.
Wait, what?
What's going on here?
Right.
It'd be a lot to process as a young child. I'm thinking, like, if my parents had been separate and my mom had gotten pregnant, when we had my little sister, mm-hmm. I obviously knew she was from my father, or at least
correct.
I assumed.
Yeah.
But had my mom been a single mom, I would have been like, wait.
And
huh?
With no, yeah, no man. And they, yeah, I don't bring
no
any
man
dudes
involved,
around them.
And then your direct answer is, yeah, I don't know.
And obviously whoever. They know I date because they're now 11 and 13. I talk about it.
Right.
I'm not yeah. going to pretend in some little fantasy world. And I tell them all the time, I'm a single mom. I deserve to be loved.
Yep.
Just your father's remarried. Everybody deserves, you know, relationships or love, and if they want it.
And
but
they get that, and we'll get
they,
that more as
they
understand.
Just don't pop up with a random belly bump.
You should have been ready with who the baby daddy was. You should have been ready with who the baby daddy was.
I don't even know who I would have said.
Yeah.
They don't even know anyone I've ever dated except for Pottery Guy, and that was 6 years ago. They don't even barely remember
you
him.
You could have said Pottery Guy was
oh,
back in the picture.
Oh, stop it. That'd be weird.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
Okay. Yes, Hudson. What? Yes, honey.
All right.
Did you lose your train
with
of thought?
No. With how expensive we both are, we're going into debt with the next kid.
He's not wrong.
Well, true.
No, he's not wrong.
That's my own fault, though.
College funds too, Allie.
I gotta respect that. They're going. Listen, I'm not
don't
trying to
worry,
split
I'm
my pot with no. I'm not. Nope. My pot of gold stays here.
Yeah, I gotta be on their side here.
Fine. All right, Jennifer. Fine. I'm the jerk.
Have a great rest of your summer, boys. Enjoy school next year.
Thank you.
No. Bye, Jennifer. We appreciate
you. Love you all.
Love you back.
I mean, we're not gonna, but thanks.
Stop it, Hudson. All right. So she said I'm a jerk for telling you guys I was pregnant. Let's go to Lucy in Hartford. Hi, Lucy. Good morning.
Hello.
They were all excited. They said they listen every day.
Morning.
Good morning.
You don't gotta be nice.
Yeah.
So basically, I think that Allie is not the jerk because
yes.
It's April Fool's, and if it's April Fool's, honestly, pulling a joke is the right move because who doesn't want to pull a joke on April Fool's?
Thank you, Lucy. How old are you?
I'm turning 11.
Perfect.
Nice.
Just what I needed to hear because Hudson's 11.
Yep.
No.
Talk to Lucy. Yep, talk to your peer.
I mean, she is still crazy for doing this because
do you know who your mom is? Have you met me?
Yeah.
I remember like a week after the incident, every time like I've remembered the incident, I just feel like this weird like
you're traumatized.
Feeling in my
I traumatized him, which is what makes me possibly the jerk. But it's not true. Like I'm not pregnant. It's like he had a bad dream, but it wasn't real.
And he keeps waking up
thinking it was real. Yeah.
But Sammy
said I have a daughter
Sammy
coming.
Sammy did say he
Although,
saw you with a daughter.
Lucy had my back though. She said it's April Fool's. Yeah. Nice pull, mom. That's what Lucy's basically saying.
It's the only. Had it been April 2nd, not funny.
That wouldn't have been cool. Right?
April 1st, it counts. It's
Let
cool.
Me just prove
yes,
something.
Owen, talking to the mic, babe.
So it's funny to blow an April Fool's prank. Ha ha ha. But talking about something that serious and joking about that.
You're saying that it was too serious, and that's why it went too far. And
they
that's
keep
why,
defending it well.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I
brought it up, even though it's funny. Like it's. I also get why that was not funny to
because
them. And it's rare that I do jokes like that and they get upset with me.
That
normally we laugh it off.
It sounds like Lucy's not changing her answer. She says not the
it's my
jerk.
Girl, thanks, Lucy.
She has one idea.
Oh, what's
you
the
know
idea?
What would have made it funnier?
What?
Saying the dad was a celebrity.
Ryan Reynolds.
When you hear this next year, Lucy, just know where it came from. Great idea.
All right. It's not Ryan Reynolds because he's married, but I wish.
Jason right. Momoa.
Yes, Hudson.
Bye, Lucy.
Okay. I didn't even want to let thank you, Lucy. I didn't even want to let Hudson go, but he's literally got waving his hand in my face like a kid in class who needs to say something. Yes, no, honey.
But it's a very sensitive topic for like a lot of women because a lot of people like get pregnant and then like lose the father.
Or can't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or get pregnant and lose the baby. I didn't even think about losing the father. Is that where you went?
There's a lot of variables.
Well, what I mean like losing the father, I didn't mean like him like I meant like him like leaving.
You should have said something like I'm getting married because we all
you're right
know.
Hudson, it's not funny. You're right, there is some stuff there to discuss.
There's some
all right,
seriousness
you know what?
There but
I don't know I'm just gonna
split.
Move
we're split.
Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas,
who coincidentally just earned her own theme song.
Hey! And she deserves it because she's my savior. She saved me, but we're not talking about that today.
Hi, good morning.
Wepa. Ariana, good morning. Hi. All right. So we're split down the middle.
I'm actually going to go with Owen and Hudson on this one, Allie.
Hold the theme song.
I love you.
Aww,
but that was a jerk move. Even my 11-year-old daughter, Natalia, she was like, Mom, would you do that? I was like, eh. And she goes, that's a jerk, Mom.
Wow. All the kids are mad at me today. Dang.
Because they're looking at their parents going, if you even dare.
If you dare did that, I'd be so upset.
No, okay. It's true. It's
you know
true.
What?
It's, like, Sammy, if Sammy's dream does come true, they're not gonna believe you. They're like, nah, Mom, you know.
This is true.
And so that too, and then I'm super opposed, like, no, that I'm super opposed to people saying I'm pregnant on April Fool's, because there's a lot of women, as a woman, mm-hmm. that can't get pregnant.
Correct.
That can't have kids, you know.
Layers, so that there's is, layers.
I've, a if lot you're of layers. Not the only one, there's a lot of people that do that on April Fool's, mm-hmm. so that kind of sucks, you know, for the mm-hmm. women that can't get pregnant or lose their kids or something like that. But no, I go on this with Owen and Hudson. I'm sorry, Ellie, I love you, but yeah, you're good.
After all that, and what am I going to say to that? She's like, and women lose their children. But anyway, I'm totally against you, Allie. I'm like, okay.
Voice of reason.
I guess I have nothing to say.
Ariana's the savior. Nah,
she's right.
Facts.
No, she is right. I get why it's insensitive. 100%. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so I will apologize today. I'm sorry I did that, boys. I'm really sorry.
Aww.
No, I really am.
And I love how they said that they just enjoy their little family. Like my daughter, she's like, yep, I actually just got remarried this January, and my husband wants another kid. My mom, my daughter's like, no, Mom, no. I'm enough with my brother.
We're at max.
We're maxed out.
You know, we're maxed out, but it's true. Like, you
the
know, like,
will be. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, but no.
You're right. You know
Owen
what?
Hudson, you enjoy your summer, gentlemen, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Ariana.
Appreciate you, Ariana.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye, you guys. Bye. Love you guys.
Much
bye.
Love.
Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I did love that. Was my favorite part was when Hudson said, I said, what if I was pregnant? Like, what's the big, he said, I like our little family, which is the three of us.
That
and
is cute.
It has been the three of us for 12 years. You know what I mean? So I get it. I even only know the three of us.
Right.
I mean, I do date, obviously. The kids know I date when they're at their dad's and whatnot, but I have trouble even imagining bringing anyone into their lives. I'm keeping it real right in front
yes,
of you guys.
Because
it's been so long, just the three of us at this point. You know, it might be when they're
college. Anybody else, right?
Yeah, it seems weird. So I'm sorry. I'll take the L. Okay.
Do you
okay?
guys accept Mom's forgive, apology?
Did you just say take the L in the Big 25?
Not if you yeah. say
are you
that.
Insane?
No, it's okay.
They're telling me nobody says that anymore. Is that what you're implying?
No one said that to 2017.
We're old. We can say that. It's okay.
I do apologize, you guys accept and then they come for me. Thank you, DZ.
Gentlemen, do you guys
sorry,
accept
Mom.
Your mother's apology?
Sure.
Nah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
All
come
right.
hug me. No. Come hug me. I'm not kidding. Come
hug
over
your mother.
Here.
Come on, group
put
hug.
Put the headphones down.
Group hug.
I don't care if you're 6'4", Owen. Come hug me.
Ain't nobody getting no tacos and tequilas until y'all
I'm
all
sorry.
Hug.
Oh, pick me up. Oh, you can pick me
you
up.
Can pick
can
you up.
Yeah, you pick me up. Pick me up. Pick
he
me
just
up.
Did.
You're so heavy.
Get away from me. He said, my 13-year-old just picked me up, you guys.
I'm trying.
You can't pick me up yet. Oh, God. Okay.
No,
love
no,
you.
No.
We should
we'll
have videoed
there.
That. All right.
We
love you guys.
We got to be at the Princeton Club.
Thanks. Thank you. And so do they. They have memberships as well.
Let's get it.
Thank you for accepting my apology. Love you, boys. I really do.
I didn't
love
accept
you.
It.
Oh my gosh, Hudson.
Tomorrow is Hudson the jerk for not accepting. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's move on. You guys, thank you. We need a moment now to give away tickets. DZ, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're sending you to tacos and tequila with multiple people like Lil Jon, Paul Wall, Trina. The list goes on and on. Mike Jones. And we're giving you tickets right now. Caller 33, you're going 414-533-1037. Got to be 21, but somebody's going to tacos. Goes in tequila at Franklin Field, baby.
Is it us? Is it us?
No. Well, yes, it's us, but it's also somebody else. 103.7 Kiss FM. Kalia is in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up.
Morning, Kalia.
Good morning.
Hi. What are you doing today?
I'm on my way to work.
Boo. Where do you work? Because we're nosy.
I can't tell you on the air.
Dang it.
Not enough.
Give
respected.
Us a field. Can you, a field? What field?
Education.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair
no
enough.
Wonder you can't tell us it received.
heard. Say
well,
less.
All right. Well, Kalia, have you ever been to Tacos and Tequila, the festival at Franklin Field?
I've never been, and I'm so excited.
Well, girl.
Now's the dime. Here's
you're
the day.
You're going. Woo! We got two tickets. Woo-hoo! Lil Jon, Timbaland, B.O.B., Trina, Paul Wall, Young Jock, Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
Love them all.
Nice. Well, you're going to Tacos and Tequila. The festival is on September 13th. It's a Saturday at Franklin Field in Franklin, Wisconsin, obviously.
Milkman Stadium, big ups.
Yeah, 76th and Rossinish. So have a great time. Somebody's going to be in touch with you, Kalia.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day at work.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All.
Bye. All right. So there you go. We'll have another chance tomorrow.
Same time.
I feel like Owen and Hudson are going to love the next topic because it has to do with the internet and how many of us are getting scammed and don't even know it.
Oh.
And social media. You guys don't even know you're getting scammed.
Man, and these kids are getting scammed daily.
Daily. Owen said, whoa.
Give me an example.
I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to tell you how you're getting scammed next in 2 minutes. So hold on. Just hold on. It's about the internet. They're going to love this.
You see these horses? Hold them.
Well, not all of you are getting scammed, but a good majority.
Yeah, a good chunk for sure.
103.7 KISS FM. And I know everybody thinks they know better, but probably not. Because DZ, guess what I just found out about the internet?
Talk to me. What's up?
Bots now make up. You ready for this? 75% of the traffic on X and Twitter. Not a surprise. Mm. And over half of internet traffic in general. So
really?
I was just on Facebook last night and I saw a bot and they make them look so real. But they write things that are racist, offensive. They try to stir up things on Facebook. You see them all the time. They're bots. And I'm like, that's not even a real person. That's a bot.
People have servers.
And people get all mad. They start arguing. I'm like, you're arguing with a bot.
You know desktops? Like
people are crazy.
You know the old desktops computers that we used to have back in the day, the towers and all that? People now have built those with servers, basically. So imagine 50 iPhones connected all together into one tower. Mm-hmm. And it's constantly running different algorithmic things that are posting nonsense, posting trash, posting
literally just an X is the perfect place for the people that write crazy stuff trying to start things.
Reposting,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, well, you're looking at bots.
Yeah, yeah. And when you don't even realize it, you're engaging with some profiles that aren't even real.
They're not.
And it's happening to a lot of these children.
Slow down. We'll come to you in a second, Hudson.
That's part of the problem. It's happening to these kids because kids are online engaging with most or any commentary, right? Mm-hmm. So you get a bot to comment some random trash and then other bots to come and like it, that comment is going to get pushed to the top of the pile. Other people are going to see it. Other people are going to comment. Other people are usually children.
Yeah, and it's crazy. What did you want to say, Hudson?
And another easy way to tell if they're a bot, if you're like having an argument with them and they're just, and you're writing like basic replies and they're writing like whole paragraphs.
Oh, I would have said the opposite.
Yeah, I would have said that's a
I would have said if they're only writing a line, they're not
how
real.
Do you,
no,
so, how do you tell like, when they're bots, though?
Yeah, how would you know?
Since bots are like AI, that.
Well, that's the thing.
It's mainly like, you know how like AI writes like paragraphs for you to say and not just like basic replies?
AI can be great in certain scenarios.
It's probably just writing like paragraphs.
Okay. Oh, and yes, my 13-year-old. So what do you want to say about the bots? Because it's Terror Tuesday. Yes,
I have two things. First of all, the bot problem, it's gotten so bad that some actual human beings are just replicating that on Instagram because it makes so much money.
Oh, that's a thing. Well, that's a thing as well. That's a separate topic hold on. That's a separate thing, Owen. You're talking about when people make like fan accounts and then post other things. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not
okay. Exactly. Well,
people just repost stuff from TikTok onto Instagram and it makes them a ton of money.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So they're stealing content.
They're
basically
stealing content. I know somebody who did that.
They screen record it, put it on their own pages.
And they make money because they're posting other videos that are viral. And people are, because like when you scroll through Reels or TikToks and somebody posted somebody else's, that's just a random account making money on other people's videos.
And they could, that could be a bot account. And they're making somebody money. You get people that have 15 of these accounts making $5,000 a month each.
Listen to this. They said, since we're officially into the AI boom, and that's why there's more bots than ever,
it doesn't stop
anything, you know, from happening. New data shows automated bots make up more than half of global internet traffic. Half of the people you're looking at online are bots.
Half the people
that's
you're talking
unbelievable.
To. I kind of see it.
I see it too, but it's just wild when you think about how many people are engaging with no one.
You
it's
ever
insane.
Seen a viral video and then you go into the comment section like normally? You know, you go into the comments and it'll be like, oh, such a funny video. Thanks for the $200 in your bio, or thanks for the $200 Amazon gift card.
That's a bot, isn't it?
That's a bot.
They did that to my page. How many times has my Allie Faith Facebook page been taken over by bots? Our corporate had to go all the way to Meta. Yep. No, we could not get a hold of anyone. Nobody could shut this page down. Our listeners were getting scammed. They were sending their information. Please never give your information to anyone. Yep. Anyone.
Those are bots.
That's a bot. They were giving, like, they were like, you won. And they're like, when did I win? I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about because it's a bot.
So you sit there on this bot account. You go, other people are getting $200 gift cards. Let me go into this link.
It's bots commenting.
It's the same account from a different page, from a different profile, from the same algorithm, stealing the same scam and money.
Here's what's interesting. They say that since half of global internet traffic is made up of bots now, 20% of those are, quote, bad bots. So I don't know what the good bots would do, but I'm assuming the bad bots are the ones that are the political ones who come in and write really racist, offensive things. I see it all the time, and it's like, oh, they're just trying to get people riled up.
Like Autobots Decepticon thing?
It's stupid.
I knew they'd like that.
Good bots would be maybe, okay, this is a really bad example.
What would a good bot be? Seriously.
So there is a Twitter bot that was created by Elon Musk, and basically you can just ask it random questions and it'll solve it.
Is that the name of it, DZ? Okay, that's what he's talking about.
A good bot is. It's like ChatGPT, Claude, stuff like that that can actually help.
Is there a good bot, DZ?
It's more like an informative bot, informative AI.
That's a little bit different. Yeah.
It's just a question and answer platform.
But the problem with that is when you're dealing with people who are, never mind. Look, the point is anybody can make a bot say what they want.
True.
And control the narrative is my point.
We don't know who's on the other side.
So just because, it could be anyone. Yeah. All right, we're talking about internet traffic. I am overwhelmed by the hands in the air like we're in a classroom right now.
Miss Faith.
Oh my gosh. Slow down. What, babe? Not you, DZ. Them. Sorry.
I knew you were calling me, babe.
I'm overwhelmed. This is how teachers feel?
Yes.
Is this how teachers feel when kids are waving their hands in your face?
Yes.
The worst part is even Gen Z is starting to get tricked by this stuff. Like with the viral bunnies.
AI is getting everybody at every age.
Nobody is innocent. Yes, Hudson, what'd you want to say?
So I'm saying, another way that I know that there's like a ton of like bots online.
Yeah.
There is 8.2 billion Roblox accounts that exist. That's more people that live in the world.
And probably
4 billion of them are bots.
And you better talk to none of them.
Scam people.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well.
Websites like Roblox have had very big scam problems for many of you. Okay. Just because of how much accounts
I feel so great that you guys still play on it then. That's fantastic.
Well, how do we know? How do we tell? How do you differentiate real from fake? What are your ways to find out what a bot looks like?
Yeah, 414-533-1037. Seriously, I want to know. Do you guys think you can figure that out? Because I'm convinced. Somebody texted in and said it's hard to tell who's a bot and who isn't. One day the world will be taken over by AI and bots, and we're going to be as clueless as we are now. Well, that's true, actually.
It's getting harder by the day. It used to be just grandma getting scammed saying that your nephew or your grandson was abducted in Dubai or something, and you got to send $1,000 to get him out of jail. Yep. Now, all of us are falling for it. Mm-hmm. The reality is, nobody actually knows how to tell.
Yeah, that's the problem. All right. You know what? Well, I can see the phone's ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
What a very special guest we have in the studio this morning. We've been waiting for months.
I'm beaming right now.
You guys, every single day, and I'm talking every single day.
Without fail.
This guy calls the request line and says good morning to us.
This young man is, literally a light.
He doesn't really have a theme song because he doesn't need one. We just know him.
He's the DC King. If you don't know, now you know.
Welcome to the show, Bryce from Racine. Good morning!
Morning!
Let's go,
Bryce. What a party, people!
And you know what? This just feels right.
If you're wondering,
he got his own music.
If you're wondering what that sound is, I'm excited to talk to you about this, Bryce, because you call every single day and you have told us a lot about yourself. You told me that I met you years ago at Horlick High. Is that correct?
Yep.
How old were you? How old are you now?
21.
And how old were you then?
9.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were at Horlick High when we were doing a concert. Hudson, please, we're on the radio. Can you not have conversations with his mom in the background?
He's just a talker.
Hi, Mom, Erica. Hi. Thanks for bringing Bryce in today.
Yes.
Bryce is such a character in a good way.
Absolutely. Always has been.
And she's like, he calls every day. I'm like, we love it. And Bryce is a character.
Correct as if we're wrong, Mom is kind of
the reason why he's a Kiss faithful listener. She put him on back in the day when he was nine.
Yes, indeed. And we got to meet Allie way back when. So that started his love for Kiss FM.
Aww.
Boom. Yeah. Like that.
Well, Bryce, I'm excited for you to be in here because tell everyone what you brought. You're blind, Bryce.
Yes.
Fully. Let's talk about this. You have a Braille machine?
It's called a Braille Note, right?
Yep. What's it called?
Braille Note Touch Plus.
Ooh. Is that what was making the noise in the background?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I can't
say sorry.
It was so
Bryce, Bryce, we love this.
It literally sounded like we introduced you and then you had your own like doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Bryce.
Well, he was trying to connect to the internet. And so we were sitting here because Owen and Hudson came to work because they wanted to meet Bryce. They know all about Bryce and he knows about them. And so I was like, well, I'm bringing you in when Bryce comes. And so Owen goes, well, how does your Braille note work? And then I said, hold on, we're going to go on the air and I want to learn everything.
This is important.
So how does this thing, I saw you connect to the internet. It's wild.
Yeah, what do you use it for?
Well, I use it actually for almost everything because I use it for Facebook. Mm-hmm. I use it for TikTok, which is really hard to use on a Braille note, but okay. I use it.
Sure.
I use
Interesting.
I use it for Google searching. I use it to read fan fiction.
So,
So that's cool.
You can type and read on it is kind of what I'm hearing?
Yep.
Explain it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, for example, if I were to message DZ, because I have messaged him in the past.
You've messaged us on Facebook. You've texted in, right?
Yep.
You use your Braille note for that?
Cool.
When I text, it's my phone, but when I use messaging on Facebook, it's my Braille note.
How do you know? Do you just memorize the keys? How do you text from your phone? Yeah. How does that work?
Well, I just use Siri.
Voice notes.
Can you give us a real-time example of how you use it? Like, can you use it right now and show us what you do?
Text the radio station or something?
Or I could actually message DZ right now.
Message me right now. I want to see how that works.
Yeah, how does that work?
Okay, so I go to all apps, A for all apps. It's called first letter navigation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I press I a few times.
Yeah.
ID go infinite. Yep. Okay, now, hold on. It's going to take a second.
Okay.
Okay. This is fascinating. Mom, how long has he had the Braille note? So it's always been around. It's always been a part of his life. I didn't know what kind of changes we've had to get people more resources if you have disabilities. I was wondering what's changed over the years.
Has he had different versions? You know,
has the Braille note gotten better?
Well, he should really be on like Apple stuff now because the blind is such a small community that they don't have a lot of resources.
Okay.
So not a lot of blind people actually use the Braille note. He has gotten used to it, so that's what he prefers.
Yeah.
So it's intricate. It's not to say easy to use, if you will.
Bryce is like our biggest fan, I like to call him. He calls every single day. He's been listening forever. How old are you again, Bryce?
21.
Yeah. And we're talking about Bryce is he's sharing with us what he goes through every day because he's blind. So he's showing us his Braille note. So wait, are you on Instagram now?
Bryce Dog.
You're on
DC
Instagram
King.
With the Braille note? Oh, sorry. I got to listen.
Yeah. So hold on.
These are the things we take for granted, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. Think about this. Think about, and Bryce is like the happiest, most upbeat guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, what'd it say?
Oh, sorry. It's saying search and explore. I'm trying to
message DZ. Did you get it?
Wait, hold on.
He hasn't sent it yet.
Oh, I thought it said sent.
Because it's kind of like shuffling through the different options, you know, the explore, the search, the message. So when you find what you want, you hit enter or whatever, okay, basically. And then it'll take you to that portal. And then you got to go then find the name. So Allie, Mom, DZ.
You go through.
Okay.
Like you're at an apartment building looking for the apartment number.
I'm following.
I totally know what you're talking about.
I'm following.
Oh, Bryce is on. Oh, he's on a roll.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So I am so sorry. I'm just trying.
You're so cute, Bryce.
Yeah, so.
Oh, this is wild.
This is real time.
Okay, so Bryce is awesome. He came in today. By the way, so we've been trying to get him in here for months.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we tell that story next? Why it took so long to get Bryce into the studio. Oh, what was that?
That sounded like
our video.
Was that me?
Yeah, that was one of DZ's reels.
It sounded like our Bryce
Vine
video.
He found us on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Bryce. We're going to talk to you next, okay? We have more questions for you, all right? Hold on. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Very excited joining us in the studio. A longtime listener since birth.
Literally.
Bryce and Racine. Hi, Bryce.
What is up?
You're 21 and you're blind and you call in and you talk to us every single day, and we've had you on the air before, and you just are really interesting. You're like, can I come visit you guys? And we said, sure.
Of course.
And so we set you up to come in July, and that didn't work out.
Yeah. Well,
and then we
surgery.
Set you at the end of July, and that didn't work out. And you've been so patient with us, Bryce. Finally, we're here. We made it. You're here today. How is it?
It feels so good. I have always cared about you guys since I was a little kid.
Thanks, Bryce.
Whatever Does happened it, to...
To who?
To your...
The people I used to work with? I mean, I've been on 6 shows. Is that what you were going to ask?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to West Ronnie and Allie?
Well, do you
Valuable
really want to know? Do you? Okay, well, it got disbanded, and I was thrilled.
The show dissolved.
If you'd like to know, the show got dissolved. It was the best day of my life, because it was a nightmare when it was on. And one of them went across the street, not across the street, across the hall.
Yeah.
One stayed on the air with me. Eventually, one was no longer employed here, and then the other one quit. So, that was the story.
And you've been listening
Don't
to
Don't be sorry.
All
Mom's saying I'm sorry. Girl, people want to know these answers.
Yeah.
For years, I get asked these questions, and I don't care. And I tell people in public, why wouldn't I say it on the air? I don't care a damn.
Bryce is not ashamed to ask.
Sorry, Bryce.
And we're not ashamed to tell.
I'm not. It's part of the story of KISS. I don't know what to tell you.
I just felt so guilty asking.
Why?
I just don't want...
You don't want to be like with Beyonce going, why did you and Destiny's Child not get together? Yeah, I'm Beyonce.
What happened to Kelly Rowland?
Yeah.
Kelly's around doing her thing. It's pretty much the same. No, that morning show fell apart, and then they put me on like a bunch of other morning shows until I landed with DZ, and this has been the best one yet, which people tell me repeatedly. Like,
that part.
At the fair, they're
DZ,
like,
DZ, you are my favorite radio host of all time.
My God.
Rude. What about me?
Aside from you.
I'm kidding.
Aside from
Bryce,
you.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah, you know I love both
DZ.
Of you guys.
We love you, too.
We're joking, Bryce.
What else did you want to know about KISS? Because, I mean, if it is too far, I'll tell you. I mean, screw it.
True.
Bryce is a riot. If he wants to ask, I'll let him ask.
I can also answer.
Oh, Owen, what do you... Owen knows
you can answer some
of the KISS
too.
FM lore?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? Okay,
really not.
Bryce, any more questions?
Bryce, shoot.
Well, I don't have any more questions, okay. But I would like to tell you stories about, like... how I came to know KISS.
Perfect.
Oh, these are great. Mom, this is great.
Don't
I'm into
you dare,
this.
Mom.
Mom, we want to hear this. Okay, your mom Erica's like, oh shoot. This is like what I do with my kids. Okay, Bryce, I want to hear it.
So I used to listen to, you know how when Ryan Seacrest would host KISS FM on Sundays?
He still does, yes. He's on Sunday mornings, correct, yes.
In this KISS FM, right?
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
And, like, I have listened to him since I was 6.
I bet.
And I actually got to listen to you guys mm-hmm. every time before school. I was in, like, kindergarten in this. And
okay.
I used to watch you guys and think, wow, that is so cool.
Aww.
And in the afternoon, when I would get home from school,
yep.
I didn't know you weren't on, but I would always try to call West Ronnie and Allie.
Oh, even in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce, now you're here with me. It's like full circle moment.
Yeah.
20 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
And you're 21 now. You're not a kid anymore.
Well, and it feels like we've gotten to know you so much, especially mm-hmm. in recent times, because we talk to you often.
Yeah.
We know your love for DC. We know your love for comics. We know your love for other people. We know your love for your family, unless they're taking you to Canada. Then.
I'm
making you wear a tux.
Exactly.
And making you wear a tux.
Somebody
That's
texted
different.
In, damn, Bryce, I always wanted to know that too. See, you're asking the hard-hitting questions. Bryce, maybe you do have a future in radio.
Look at
Go
that.
Go on, DZ.
Investigative reporting, my
boy. Honest to God, he's not afraid to ask me questions. People love it.
Yeah. And I have a few shout-outs I have to give to.
Oh.
Please do.
To a few regulars.
Oh.
And to a few of my friends who have really brought me to this point.
Oh.
Say less. Please do.
Bryce, I want to start the music like we're at the Grammys and you're accepting your award.
You saw me looking? You saw
yeah,
me looking for something?
Like, Bryce,
I feel like I got to play music
Bryce,
under this.
Go, Owen. I'm sorry, Owen, did you want to say anything to Bryce before he does his shout-outs? Okay, I saw Owen sitting over there patiently, but you're just enjoying this, right? Okay, so Bryce, go ahead. Who are your shout-outs for?
So for the regulars, I have to shout out, first of all, what's his name? Roger in Milwaukee.
Roger in Milwaukee, okay.
Saucy Sandra.
Love Saucy.
And Amanda and Racine, who actually knows my mom's friend, Danielle.
Turned down for what?
I love this. She's like, and she knows. This is so Wisconsin. I love this.
Yes. Ryan and Calabama.
Well, thank God I got worried. Yeah. Ryan was going to take it personally if you didn't bring him up.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, Carl and Indy.
Buenos dias.
It's like he knew. Carl and Indy just texted in and said, me and Bryce are on the same page. Carl's feeling you right now, dude.
Vibing.
Really? He's feeling you. Now people are texting in other questions about the morning show.
Someone said, oh, Bryce, you're so cool. What would you pick your theme song to be?
Yeah, what's your theme song?
The, what's it called? The Marvel theme.
Marvel theme, yep.
All right. Approved. Screw it.
Say less.
Approved. Because you know what? You just came on the air. You're sharing awareness. You're teaching people how you function in life, how people with disabilities function. You are blind, Bryce. You've showed us your Braille note. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I want to see it more. Just know.
I
and
do.
Bryce, I do have one question. And it's a deep question, if you will. And it happens to be because you are blind. I've only met a few blind people in my life. And I've always wanted to ask, and hopefully this is okay to ask, what do you wish everybody knew or understood about blind people?
That's a good one.
That some blind people, I know a lot of people like to be independent, and I like to be some too.
Yep.
But a lot of blind people need help as well. And guess what? I'm on your message feed, DZ.
Oh, you're on the he can message me with the Braille note. We're good.
Ah, yes.
Hold
very
on,
nice.
I just have to wait for one. Here it is.
That's phenomenal how he uses this thing.
Bryce, how about this? How about you tell me the message that you think everybody should know about blind people with the Braille note in the message you send me?
Okay, now we're talking.
Hold on.
Yep.
He's typing it in.
Nope.
This is phenomenal. I don't even know how he uses this. So amazing. Mom, Erica, Mom, I don't know how he does that. I mean, obviously he's been using it.
Actually, I actually sent you some messages before, and for some reason it's not letting me type it. It's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I sent you a video, DZ, about the origin story of DC Comics. Now, if you don't know, like, the origin, it's so great. Listen to it with you and Aaron. Just you and Aaron. Aww. It's really awesome.
Oh, everybody's texting in for you now, Bryce. See, Ryan from Calabama, tell Bryce I said hello, what's up? Lisa, the PI, said don't forget about me. Somebody said my boys, Wyatt and Hudson, 5 and 6, absolutely love you both, too. They've been bugging me to call in and tell you, but I can never get in. Aww.
And one more regular. I also love Waylon. He is a cute boy.
Oh, aww. He's 7. Isn't he the best when he calls in with his mom?
Yeah.
Waylon and Chaya.
So adorable.
Shout out y'all too.
Yeah. Bryce, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're so sweet. I know we've been building up to this visit, so thanks for coming by and sharing all your stuff with us.
Dream come true for us, man.
Yeah. Full circle moment.
And I hope we can keep in contact.
Bryce.
Duh.
Bryce.
We're going to give you a key fob. You
Bryce,
work here now.
You work here. We can't pay you.
I don't care. I don't need money. I have enough.
Oh, you got enough. Look. Let me hold $5, Bryce.
Okay. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Wherever.
It's been a full day on the show.
And filling to the spirit at that.
Yeah. Bryce just left. Bryce loves to call in every day. We loved getting to know him. Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13-year-old, have been in here. Thank you for joining us today, boys. Unfortunately, I don't know if this topic's going to interest you, Owen.
I don't think they know. I don't think
he's
13. Got a horse in this race.
You will turn on my mic and you will keep it on.
Oh, DZ just turned it off.
Anyway, young man.
Wait, as soon as you turned it off, he went, aww.
I know, that was so adorable.
I love
now
you,
Owen. Now I
feel
bad because he's still a kid.
He's so cute. Yay. He's only 13. And he was like, aww. No, but Owen, we need to talk about cover charges, and it's something that doesn't. So,
I love money.
Well,
do you know
I
what a
you.
Cover charge is?
I like money.
Do you know what a cover charge is?
I still like money.
Uncle DZ said, do you know what a cover charge is? No, okay. So sit down and listen, DZ and I need to talk because people
notes,
are going to be
man.
Blown away by this. When you said to me yesterday, I was half listening to DZ as normal, off the air, because I do that to everybody.
Off or on.
It's not a personal thing. It's an ADHD thing. So I'm half listening, and it takes my brain a second to catch up sometimes, genuinely, and you had said something, and then I went, what did you just say?
So what happened was...
This is crazy, you guys.
We were at Up Down over the weekend.
This happened on Saturday night. night after Correct. Neo at the fair. You went out.
We had went out, hit
you
a couple
rooftop
bars.
You went downtown and we went to the burbs. We did not go together. We went separate ways.
Opposite
okay.
directions for the greater good of our situation.
It was for the greater good, and that's another topic for another day.
But as we're wrapping up the night, you know, yeah. we're tired of being at busy spots. Yeah. We're going, y'all want to hit up down, see if it's pretty chill?
Well, like, you had no kids. You were kid-free, you and the wife. You were exactly. out with your college friends. You hadn't had a fun night out in a while.
So we didn't have restrictions on time. Yeah. We're like, well, yeah, we all used to love coming to Updown 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yo, let's go.
The boys have been to Updown. The arcade, yep.
We
anyway.
Hit up, we hit up Updown, and, you know, we're vibing. We're playing games. Everybody's chit-chatting, talking. I go to the restroom. I'm using the loo, and in the bathroom, there's a guy on the phone yeah. with friends, and he's going, oh, where are y'all at? Oh, y'all at such and such? Okay, bet. Is there a cover charge?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's $40. And buddy on the phone goes, dang, $40?
Who charges $40? This is not New Year's Eve. Oh, sorry, finish the story. I'm getting mad already, even though I went, what?
But then he says on the phone to his peoples, all right, though, I'll be over there in just a little bit. I'm coming. I'll see you soon. I'm at Updown. I'm going to gather the troops, basically, yeah. and then we're going to slide.
Yeah.
Hangs up the phone, looks at me and goes, hell no, ain't no way I'm going over there for no $40.
Absolutely not. But I love it that he said, okay, see you soon.
See you soon.
Hell.
Gets
Who
off the
pays
phone,
for that?
Looks at me and goes, $40 is brain.
In
no way.
In today's day
no
and age, I'm not paying to go anywhere, dude. No, thank you.
$40, maybe, okay. It had it been $20
that's
a piece.
Obnoxious.
If it's $20
Even
for me and my
ridiculous.
Lady, that's how you're going to get $40 out of me.
Dizzy, if, wait,
and it better
wait,
be a nightclub.
You guys, wait. This is what is going to crack me up. You know it costs $30 to get into Summerfest? So it costs more to get into a damn nightclub in downtown Milwaukee, but I can go to Summerfest and see 17 stages, and you're going to charge me $40? No, absolutely. Summerfest, you can do more for less. That's
and what's,
crazy.
What's wild
that's
to me.
That's obnoxious, man.
Is I want to be intrusive and ask where to place was, but for all we know it could have been one of the lounges.
Yeah.
It couldn't have even been a nightclub. It could have been a low-key spot that's really charging $40 for the cover charge.
I know the topic is how much would you pay for a cover charge, because I was so mind blown by this, and the answer is zero. Back in the day, I think the most I would have paid was probably $15, but that would have been in my 20s when I really wanted to go
wanted
somewhere.
To go.
But that is like New Year. I mean, come on, this is not a holiday. You've got to be trying to keep people out. This is where I was going with it. I know that we're not talking about that, but nothing else makes sense. You're trying to...
You have to really want to be there to pay $40
yeah,
to get inside.
Yeah.
On a regular
no,
Saturday,
thank you.
Definitely.
No.
It's one thing if it's like 4th of July weekend, upcharge.
Hell no.
St. Patrick's Day,
I mean, yes,
upcharge. But- New Year's Eve, Christmas, upcharge. For mm-hmm. sure. When you got these special, you know, Thanksgiving type of upcharge.
Yeah.
Do I like it? No. Do I understand it? Yes. But you had me on a random Saturday at the end of July.
That's insane.
$40 was crazy.
I almost want to text some of my friends who own bars in the city and go, what the hell? Who would have charged this? Because
it might have been them.
Well, one of the people I'm thinking of, it couldn't have been. There's no way. I'm like, he wouldn't have done that, I don't think. But that is crazy. 414-5331 1037. How much will you pay for a cover charge? Because 40, or how much have you? And we will not shame you. We're gonna go, what if you say something like 40? But we want to hear the story. Please.
I think we've paid
Please.
20 ahead back in our day.
Really?
Popping out on a random night with, you know, some friends. Yeah, yeah.
Let's
we've
go
paid
to the
20.
Phone. Screw it. The phone's ringing. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Lisa and Stallywood.
Oh, the PI.
Awesome.
Hey, PI. Can you go find out where the $40 cover charge is for me?
I'd rather not know, actually.
Actually, I don't. It's going to put a bad taste in my mouth. Hey, girl.
Lisa, good morning.
Hey, guys. I missed you.
I missed you, too. We're talking about cover charges. DZ saw a guy in the bathroom who found out there was a $40 cover charge at some bar they were going to go to.
And
what the hell?
Mind you, it was like 1 a.m., so at no point in time at the end of the night,
for
I'm not paying $40.
Hour?
By the time I get there, it's less than an hour. No, thank
hell
you.
Hell no.
No, thank you.
No, absolutely not. What's the most you paid, Lisa?
Probably. Like $15?
Yeah, probably the same as me.
But $40 nowadays, that better include like drinks and food or something, because that's ridiculous.
It better be basically a VIP, you know, sectioned off.
It should be a wristband. Yes, a wristband with drinks included at that point. That's crazy.
For 40 bucks.
40 bucks.
Now you might convince me, but that's not a wristband. He said cover charge. He said at the door. That's just to get in.
40? I just can't. I'm getting mad thinking about it. See?
Now, if you got me on like a one of those membership type spots that not a lot of people know about where you are, the drinks are covered after you've paid your 40 to get in the door, that's different. We're having a different conversation. But this man was going to a regular spot. This wasn't no A bar. This was the B bar.
Uh-oh.
B I texted my friend. Broke. I said, hey, friend, what's the most you've charged for a cover on a regular weekend? I'm not going to say, because there's a lot of people that own restaurants and bars. Oh, he read it.
We don't need to say who it is, but yes.
But I'll let you know what he says, because he's owned a lot of businesses for years. So
15, Lisa.
15 is what Lisa said.
Oh, but nowadays I'm more of a free pass girl. If I don't have one, I'm not going.
That part. Oh, yeah. No. Things change as we get older and wiser.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, I'm going to see what this text says, and then we're going to talk to everybody next, okay?
Have a good one.
Bye. All much
right.
Love.
All right. So what is the most you paid? Seriously.
20 bucks.
40 bucks?
40 is way too much.
That's crazy.
Way too much. I don't even think I'd pay that on like a special evening.
I wouldn't pay 40 bucks to go to Home Goods, and I'd spend 3 hours there. I mean, come on, DZ.
Oh, Lord. I mean,
come on.
You might give me 40 bucks at Home Goods. Hold on now.
All right, we'll talk to you next. I have answers. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. So I texted my friend because we were talking about how you were watching someone.
Ran into a man when we were out and about this weekend who was on the phone talking to his people saying, where's the next move? Where y'all at? Let's meet up. And they went, we're at such and such place, and they're charging $40 to get in if you're trying to slide.
Which is crazy.
He said, oh, yeah, for sure. I'll be there soon. No problem. Hangs up, looks at me, and goes, ain't no way I'm paying $40 to go nowhere. I'm going home.
Well, I texted my friend who's owned restaurants and bars for many years in this city, and I said, what's the most you've ever charged for a cover? And he said, never, unless it's a special event like Halloween or St. Patty's Day. I go, this is why they're my people, see? This is why they're my people. So he didn't have an answer as far as, you know, and he wouldn't do it during a regular time, but.
Did he say how much he'd charge for the special event times then? Because then I guess you'd base that off of, right?
I'll never tell you who it is, but he said if they can get it and it's busy, you can't blame them. This is a business owner. He's saying, and I get it. If people are going to come pay, if they're going to do it,
if you set
and
the
it's
vibe,
busy and it, you're like that place that people want to get into.
If you do enough, sure. But with a $40 cover charge, there's a few things that I need. I need guaranteed safety and security.
Oh.
I need a nice, quiet environment where I'm guaranteed to enjoy my time. And I need at least a free drink involved.
He said it's one way to weed out people that don't spend any money.
Yep.
If it's too busy.
100%.
And then, but normally it should, I was saying, well, how much though? Five or 10. I mean, maybe that's not even, and that's reasonable if it's like a holiday.
5 or 10 makes sense. I've conceptualized.
So
you
most
know,
Water Street bars have a cover though.
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Even just 5 or 10.
Even if they, and if they've got DJs playing, you could almost guarantee that there's some type of cover.
If there's a
going.
DJ, there's a cover a lot of times. I get that.
I've conceptualized owning like a little nightclub spot, like a little speakeasy.
I didn't know that about you.
A speakeasy type joint. I don't want a big bar. I just want some where you could come kick it and be low key. I don't really want DJs like that, but I'd love a live band, right? I've made it in my mind to the where it's not going to be it's not going to be for the young. It's not 21 and up. It's going to be a 35 and up spot.
And you will have to pay. And then I'm definitely coming.
Because you're going to have to pay a membership. Mm-hmm. It's going to be membership based where you then, you know, you do 50 bucks a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or you could do 25 for the one time. But then you get exclusive access to that privacy, to that safety, to that quiet, and to them beverages.
This is what my friend said. Listen to this. He said, it's usually 5 or 10 for a cover. Mm-hmm. The big challenge is people who show up after midnight who come and don't spend money and bother girls having fun.
Yep.
I'm like, I knew I loved you.
Yep. And then that's where the $40 charge gets involved.
Yeah, so you have to, it's a little bit of, yeah, it's interesting.
It don't change it. It just means now you got sleazeballs with money inside.
Right. I didn't think about it that way.
And they're more annoying because they got money, dog.
So people are texting in things like 30 or 40, and that was only for my husband to get in with his Timberlands on.
For real.
How much they've paid.
I hate to say it, but I've planned around wearing Jordans and not wearing Jordans to make sure that I can get into establishments. It sucks.
Oh, wait a second. We might have broken the code. Because I'm literally texting with someone I know that owns bars and restaurants in Milwaukee. He said, sometimes they do a line leap for 40. Not him, but he knows people that will do. If you pay 40, you can jump the line and get in. I bet that's what the guy in the bathroom was doing. I bet he was talking to somebody who said, if you come now, you got to pay 40, but you'll jump the line.
And you're inside before 2 o'clock.
That's what it
that
was.
That makes more sense.
Thank God I was texting with my friend.
You can stand in line for the 10, mm-hmm. or you can line jump for the 4.
That makes a lot. But no. This but no, thank you.
This is why we don't go out no more.
Thank
I'm
you,
I'm
DZ.
Not line jumping nothing.
Thank you.